Okay. So again, so the Mishnah presents two statements from Rav Eliezer. One, the Reisha, right? A person is obligated to eat 14 meals on Sukkot. Okay. Ostensibly, where those meals take place? In the Sukkah. Right? That's what you would think. Seifa, a person must eat on the first night, and if he does not, he can be mashlimit on the last day of Chag, which is Shmini Atzeres. Okay? And that comes from the Gzera. And obviously, in the Seifa, he holds the Gzera Shabba. So far, so good. And, right? Reisha, 14 meals. Seifa, first night. And then Rebbe Elazar adds, you can make up, well, you can be mashlim if you miss the first night on Shmini Atzeres. Okay? So far, so good. Okay. The Gemara comes along and says, how can you be mashlim and missing meal on the last day of Chag if there's no sukkah to speak of, right? How can he do that? So Gemara says, oh, he retracted. Okay? He retracted his position. And then the question is, what did he retract? Did he retract the ratio or the seifa? Right? So Rashi says he retracted the ratio, meaning that a person has to have a meal the first night of sukkahs, and he can make up that meal on Shmini Atzeres. But then we're still stuck with the same question, which is, how can he make up that meal in Shmini Atzeres if there's no sukkah? It's odd, right? Right, okay. That's one question. What? You messed up already?
No.
Oh, that's one question. I put that there for the apprentices. I'm not concerned about that. All right, 1 second. And what's the other? And what does Toso say? Toso says, no. Toso says, that's not what it means. Toso says he rejects the Seifa and he keeps the Reisha, which is very odd, right? So he kind of ignores it, which is very odd according to Toso, because he's going to have to ask that 14 meals. But he's very shrewd. Toso says, that doesn't mean he has to have him in the sukkah. The chatzilu should have him in the sukkah, whatever that means. Okay? Well, when the Gemara says mashlim, what does that mean according to him? You two, I'm going to kill you guys. What does mashlim mean? What? No, okay, but what does Toso say it means? It means, right, if he has 13 of them done, he can make. He still has an opportunity to make up to 14.
Why the final day? Just make it up on any day.
Oh, so no one say, by the way, you're right. You could make it up any day. But how would you make it? But how would you make it up on any day, Kratosvos? How would you make it up any day? If I have to have 14, I have to have two a day. You know what I'm saying? But what other day could I do it on other than the last day?
Every other day afterwards.
No, on Chol HaMoed, you make it a barbecue.
You can't make up a meal of the 14 if every day requires two. Because you're having three on one day. You have to have two.
I have a question. What happens if you miss the 14th meal?
The Ritva says what? Behad it's none.
Yeah.
Okay, we know. Okay, good. Actually, Akshinan. All right. So the you're going to ask a kasha from the Reisha, right? Since the Reisha says. Right. Okay. Now watch what he does. He learns the kasha a little bit differently than Rashi. I'm not worried if this is machlokas or not. But he's pointing out a different point. Rashi said, what's the problem? The problem is, how can a guy make up a meal in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? But look what he says. Perish v'im kain. Ella. Kamo lel rishon. Okay, so what is he saying? What's he saying not to learn? What's he saying the first way to learn the stira is?
So you can learn it that you're not able to...
Why does Rebbe Elazar limit Tashlumin to what?
To the first night.
Right, the first night guy. What should he say? Right, okay. In other words, Rich was learning a little differently. Rich was learning, what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is saying, the Reisha and Seifa don't make sense. Why? Because if Rebbe Elazar is tolerating the idea of a Tashlumin, why would he limit it only to the first night? Because you have an equal chiyuv to eat on every day. So it makes no sense to say that you can only do a Tashlumin for the first night. In other words, again, in that way of learning, Rav Elazar never distinguishes between any of the days. Okay? Okay, but he says, Vesh Nuschos. So other gears say, what's so important about Yom Tov Rishon? Hamar Rav Elazar. The Ha Muchach Tov Rishna, which he's going to explain. Hilkach. It doesn't mean that he went back on the Seifa, right? Dehainu. Right? Deheach. Basraisahi, right? Because what does that mean? Baha basraisahi uvatos namra betchilasa. Okay? Deim isa le kamaisa lesa le basraisa. What does that mean? You read this? V'havale lomar lemeimar v'havale lemeimar shelo amram ma'olam. What's he really asking? What's he really asking? I mentioned this question before. What do you think he's asking? Yeah. Mr. I read it.
How does the Gemara essentially, why we have Ma'an Niyatu?
No, what's he really asking? Okay, the problem is this. The problem is that there's two statements, right? Two statements in the Mishnah, Reish and Asefa, right?
No, it makes no sense to say just one of them.
The Gemara says Chazarbo. What? Okay, that's really what he's asking.
Yes.
What he's really asking is that what's the point? What's the point of why does the Gemara? What he's really bothered by is what I asked you guys before. Why does the Gemara take this down? Why do we cite Rebbe Elazar's position? Okay, as one, what? But yet he ends up retracting. Okay, why do we even cite it to begin with? There's no point in citing it if we know he's going to go back on it. I mean, again, assuming he's a smart guy.
Maybe he went back after the Mishnah.
No. No. Well, go on. You got to be more creative than that. Okay, go on. Okay, so what does he say? Ella hachik birusho. So this is how you explain it, right? Shechazer bo. He retracts the resha. Okay. The hodol chachamim. And he agrees with the chachamim. There's only chiv on what day? The first night. So he. So this is again. This is like Rashi. Okay. Right. Okay. B'chitema. Now listen to this. Kevan demode. Since Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabbanan, she'eno chayev. Guess what? We're going to go back to again. Our good friend, the Gzera Shava. Just like we thought, we escaped that. Right back to Gzera Shava. Havada gamrala b'Gzera Shava. So it's clear that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan both are not from the Gzera Shava. Okay. The chag. Right, Vim Kane. Uva my pligi. So then what's the machlokas then? In other words, what's the machlokas going to be on? They both, yeah, okay, but which is a very strange machlokas. What kind of machlokas is that? Right? They both agree on the first night, they both agree with Zerah Shabbat on the first night you must eat. Rav Elazar holds, you can, but there's not shulman for it. And Chum say no.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, so let me just finish it, and I'll explain to you what he's saying. Go. Finish it. Yeshlam ad Rabbanan Sabre. Legamre de Sabre. So what do Rabbanan say? Come on, what does Legamre Sabre mean? What does that mean?
Recognizable.
No. It means when the Rabbanan, when they learn the Gzerah Shava, they learn the Gzerah Shava as literal as possible, meaning that is there a tashlumim by let's say matzah?
No.
Right. So you're not going to say it's tashlumim here. Okay. Dun mina umina. Right. Dema hasam chaya ve'en lo tashlumim. Afkan chaya ve'en lo tashlumim. That which is a simple way to learn. Right. Rabbanan are going to learn gzeira shava as simply as possible. There's no tashlumim. Right. Well, except that he's agreeing with Rashi though. But, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right. So there's no tashlumim by Pesach. No tashlumim here either. Now this is what's odd. Dunmina. So there we learn from there from Pesach a chayv achila, okay. But right. So there it's tied to Pesach, and by the Korban Pesach there's no, okay. Aval hacha. Again with this business. It's dummy la chagiga. It's like a korban chagiga. Sheesh la tashlumin kol regel. See, you can do chagiga tashlumin on yom tov acharon. So, okay. So what's he saying? So 1 second. So I'm telling you, wants to know. Josh, can you summarize for our dear friend and colleague? Summarize for Naftali. What's the ritva? What are we getting from this now? How do you line this up? You're up. The Gzeirah Tavah teaches you. According to Rabbanan, it teaches you. Right, it teaches you. There's a chiyav achila. Or what does Pesach? What does it teach you on Pesach and Sukkahs? There's a chiyav achila. That's what it teaches you, right? That's it. So now the things like this. When we look at Pesach as the source, is there a tashlumen for the chiyav achila?
No.
No. So how's that going to work on sukkahs, right? I mean, the rabbanon, there's nothing to define a rabbanon. That's what they say all along. They're consistent. They're going to say that Pesach gives you a chiv achila, right? And matzah, the substance of matzah may be a modifier, but ultimately, the chiv achila that exists on Pesach, there is no tashlumah for such a thing. So how could you apply that to sukkahs? If you're learning an idea, if you're learning they share in common the idea of a chiv achila, you can't. There's no room for tashlumin because when it's applied to Pesach, there is no room. There's no idea of a tashlumin that exists by achilas matzah. Doesn't exist in that realm. So how would that work on sukkahs? You understand? It'd be a different chiyav achila. If there's a corner of bunnin, it'd be a new type of chiyav achila. If there's a tashlumin on sukkahs for it, that would break the zera shava. Then we'll be the Gzeir Shava. What do we know for sure? We know that if a Korban Chagiga is it's a generic Korban that exists on Yantov, right? What? Oh, so exists. Okay. Well, so he's right. It exists on Pesach too, right?
It's
also. No, why make things more complicated? So how would you respond to that? She's saying, but doesn't exist
Can't make it up.
No, but what? I know, but what? The Chagiga you can make up.
No.
The Chagiga you can. Chagiga you make up.
Yeah.
What is the Chagiga?
Well, it's it's an animal you sacrifice. Yes. Let's start again. Let's start from the starting point is, again, we have an idea of a chiyav achila. That we know. But I think what Rabbi Elazar is trying to say is like this. When he looks at the Gzeira Shava, okay, what does he see? Right? He's what? No, hold on. The question is that, okay, Rabbanan focus on the fact that it's on, that there's something unique about the first night, meaning Tesvav, there's a special idea of Tesvav. Right? There's at that night, when the Torah says that night, there's a unique chiyav achila that emerges on that night. Okay? So that's true. You're going to be limited in so far. You're going to have to use whatever the template is by Pesach and apply as much as you can to Sukkot, but at a certain point, logically speaking, you can't imitate everything. But I don't think Rav Elazar is saying that. I think he's not saying that there's something unique. This is the key thing. He's not saying there's something unique about Tesvav. What did the Torah want to do? What did the Torah want to do? It wanted to create a chiyav achila on Yantov, right?
That would it has a pre-existing
chiyav. No, hold on. The objective is and which night are they going to say you should do the chiyav achila on?
The first night.
The first night, okay? Problems like this. The problem is that really, so you guys, that's why I was forcing you to look at it from Pesach, because you guys are on the right track. There's really Sukkot and Pesach both have the same template, which is that they're both Yantov, right? So if you treat them both as Yantov, so is there any difference between the first night and any other night? No, right? Right? There's the idea of the first. Well, hey, let me finish. The first night's really a secondary idea. The point is, you have a chiyav achila that I must have a meal on this holiday. And what that night does that meal? What night does a chiyav fall out on? The first night. The problem is, what happens when you put a chiyav achila on Tesvav by Pesach? What happens to the chiyav achila? That's the problem. What? Right. See, the problem is that it's not just simply a modifier. That's the key. It's not a modifier anymore. What happens is that when the chiyav achila falls out on the first night of Pesach, what happens at a chiyav achila? It takes on a whole new character. It takes on the character of what we call Leil Chamisha Asar, meaning Leil Shimurim, Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, blah, 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 blah. All those fancy things we do at the Seder. Meaning that's what he means by Korban Pesach. What he means by Korban Pesach is that on the first night, because the chiyav comes out on the first night of Pesach, what happens as a result of that is that it takes on a whole new character.
You can't say right? That,
but that doesn't mean the idea of the Chagiga as being generic Yantov is obliterated. It's still there. It's just that the Korban Pesach, it's a famous question. I'll put the question from a Korban standpoint. You'll see what I'm saying. The Korban Pesach, what kind of Korban is it? Is it a Korban Shlomim, right, that we just basically spruce up and add all these elements that never exist by any other Shlomim? For example, everyone in Klal Yisrael has to bring the Korban Pesach, blah, 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 blah. Right? Or is it a whole new different kind of Korban? If you learn it's really a shlamim that's on steroids, so to speak, that's similar to what's happening over here. What's happening here is that when the chiyav, really overall what God did, so to speak, he took both yantav and said, you must eat on this yantav. And when? On the first night. Not that there's anything unique about the first night.
Rabbi,
insofar as achilas yantav is concerned. But once a chiyav achilas is expressed in the first night of Pesach, what happens to it? It gets tied up to the korban, and now because of that, it takes on a whole new character. So really, there should have been a tashlumin by Pesach also. It's just that, unfortunately, for lack of a better term, by being tied to the Korban Pesach, there's no mechanism for such a thing to exist. Okay? But that doesn't mean it can't exist by Sukkos. Sukkos is a generic chag. Sukkos is generic.
Philosophy
gets, there's time for philosophy. So what do you say about Tosfos? New? What do you say about Tosfos? Because what's strange about Tosfos? What's very difficult about Tosfos? They gotta be a little creative about Tosos. What's difficult about Tosos? What's the hardest thing to understand about Tosos?
That's not a
what? No, he doesn't hold Tashlumin, he holds Hashlama. It means that it's incomplete. Not that I didn't do it, I didn't miss something, it's incomplete. That's how it bothers me. What's strange about Revelazar's position? Was that, guys, do, what's the strange thing about Revelazar's position? According to Tosos' way of learning, yeah. Which is odd. Come on, I mean, it's right there in the Lashon. He says in the end, what? That doesn't. Okay, fine. That's interesting. That's interesting. It's true. It's true. But hold on to that point, by the way. For a reason. But look, but what does he say in the end? He says, "Ula olam yudalid sudos bay." Right, right. Excuse me. Shahaya matzrich sukkah. Ula olam yudalid sudos bay. Okay, and then he says, "Yushami yushani." The Rav Acha says, "Lechatkil yati in the sukkah." What's odd about Rav Elazar's formulation? What's he saying? What's the chiyuv arba asrei sudos? So what is that then?
It's a mitzvah that has a special specific yom tov than a sukkah.
Yeah, except the only problem is that he to kill Eli for what he asked before, but Eli said he doesn't hold a zera shava. But if that's true. That's one good question. But where should he apply that to then as well? Not because of zera shava, just intuitively. Pesach. Why does it exist on Pesach?
Why? How do you know?
It doesn't.
Same question here.
All right, that's a cute question, but I want to know is why should why according to him why not have 14 sudas? Why not have 14 sudas on Pesach also? Question is why not also have 14 sudas on Pesach? What? Why not though? It sounds like a nice idea to have. Because what he's implying is that there's nothing. It's not about. It doesn't seem like it's an idea in Sukkot. So what's he saying? What's he saying?
Right. It is an idea in
Sukkot. Is it? Lechatil is the Sukkot.
I have a day, I have food in my house every day and night, therefore I should do it.
But he's not saying to have in the Sukkot. So one second, there's a chiluk there. You're laughing, but there is a chiluk there. What's the difference between saying, you have to come up with something here. You can't say it's generic yantar, because then it should apply that Pesach too. But you can't say it's tied intrinsically to sukkah, because that's true. You'd have to have in the sukkah. And the Tosa says he doesn't have to have in the sukkah. The achilah you should. So what is it then? Now where do we see? One second. How do we know? How do we know? Don't forget simple space, Rabbi. He's on to something good. Just give him a little leeway. Okay. But what else do we see that makes sukkahs different than Pesach? What else? Okay, wait, okay, and what's one of the examples? Simple space
don't
rabbi.
Have to say there.
No restrictions.
I can't wait till we get to Achoval. Oh my god. Alright. No, so. What? Soon. Achoval's going to be very. Why do we say Hallel? Why do we say Hallel Shalom on each day of Sukkot? Because. The Gemara says, different korban every day. You see, there's an idea of simcha tied to the fact it's different korbanos, but every single day. Tell these guys. Gerson's got it. So what's according to Elazar, what's the chi of Arba Asrei Sudos? It's that each day you must have what? What? Meaning that each day requires an objective expression of simcha. It's not an expression. What? No, you don't have to have two meals.
What?
That's my objective.
No, that's not suda though. That's not suda. That's what?
Rabbi,
that's a chilos or simcha. That's where the whole question comes up. What if a guy just had busting guy and no bread?
Rabbi, it should be 16.
The Russia's going further. What? It
should be 16 meals.
Why?
It to include us as
no. Right, what? Don't forget Korma Chagiga. What? You don't have to do it. Well, who cares about Korma Chagiga? Shmi Atzeres, it's true, it's its own regal, right? But what else do you say on Shmi Atzeres? What do you say on Shmi Atzeres? What? Zman Simcha Seinu. Meaning that Shmi Atzeres also has a character of Simcha. It's a different kind of Simcha. What's a Simcha Shmi Atzeres?
Torah.
A philosophy. No, that's incorrect. That's...
You're going to give him...